Okay, before you watch Rookie and the Vet, make sure you smash and like that subscribe button on all platforms. YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Let's go. Okay, welcome back to Rookie and the Vet. We'll kick the show off. Jacko, considering you thought Gal could beat Anthony Joshua early in the week, do you still think he's capable of beating Anthony Joshua?
No. Next question.
I had people messaging me like all night going, bro, you come out with some dumb shit. Like, I can't believe you think that. If you can't understand my tone, then I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
I don't understand what I'm doing here. But the boys got into me. Lukey got me good on the micro content as well.
It was good.
They beeped out the word facetious because I can't speak articulately around here.
Was apparently. It just in the group chat that we got the Max Kellerman statement when he said he'll take
someone actually commented. Was that on YouTube? I think someone commented that as well. But yeah, I'm just Stephen A looking for my Max.
Yeah, well, shout out to Gal anyway. To go 10 rounds with Hooney last night was an incredible effort. We've sort of been like, you wait for that one guy to finally, you know, sort of beat Gal, who's been experienced, or, you know, in particular with Hooney, he's an up and comer and he's got, you know, big things ahead of him. To go 10 rounds, got absolutely battered, and fuck, he's got a chin, man.
I mean, you got to think Gal's 30, what is he, 39 or?
Yeah, he'd be that.
I think 30, 38, 39. He's only been properly doing this professionally two or three years. Yep. So, yeah, amazing effort. I mean, we all know he's got the fucking gas tank of doom and bit down his mouthpiece again. Like, we spoke on the Show and Go yesterday. Like, every sort of boxing purist part of you thought Hooney was going to win, but Gal's just so undeniably tough that, like,
yeah,
he won me over.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think he's going to beat fucking Joseph Parker and Anthony Joshua at the same time, apparently. So, but yeah, he. Massive effort, tough as fuck. There's no shame in losing to Hooney because he's fucking special, man.
Well, hopefully Hooney knocked that journo out of you and there'll be no more statements like that.
We'll see. I've got a pretty outlandish multi coming. So.
Okay. All right, and speaking of multis, the teams are full strength this week, Jacko, which is we're going to Origin. We talked about it just before. The Origin is on Sunday, a standalone next weekend, so we're going to get treated to a full lineup of every team. So looking forward to that. And I actually like the idea that they're going to go a full week and give the boys a rest next week, because we've talked about on other shows where it's just a diluted version of the NRL, basically, when all the stars are out or they're injured or they're thinking about next week. So I'm looking forward to this week.
Yeah, it feels like the NRL is always weird around this time of the year. It takes a week or week or two to kind of get back into the flow of things.
Yep.
And as soon as you start to get back into the flow of things, Origin's on again and Shield gets dismantled. So I like the idea they're doing it on a Sunday and the boys get that whole extra week. So looking forward to it, man.
And before we salute on a bit of jam later on the show,
yep,
we need to get back to the Gratefuls. I'll let the Gratefuls slip on a couple of shows. In particular, I think it's impacted on Team Rockets as they delivered a duck egg.
Yeah,
did they? Yeah, duck egg.
No. They'll be
so
back in it.
We need to get back to the Gratefuls, things that we're grateful for. The boss hinted at it yesterday in a little post.
Yeah.
There could be something happening around Origin, more to come. We could be announcing, but I'm grateful for that potential announcement tomorrow.
Grateful for a potential announcement.
Yeah.
That's very oracle-y of you, very mysterious. Yeah, no.
Just teasing, Jacko.
Yeah, very teasing. I'm very grateful for that as well. But I'm grateful, obviously, you may or may not know that I run a little side business outside of this office, and we had a very overwhelmingly supported drop last night. So I'm very grateful to everyone back home who copped that and across Sydney as well. So
yeah, your kit's fucking gross, bro.
Thanks, mate.
Me and Ice were talking about it yesterday. Fucking
thank
the
you.
Tops and that look really good, mate. So congratulations on that. But let's roll into the footy. We've got the Bronx versus Rabbitohs kicking it off tonight. One thing that I've pointed out straight away, we've got a really historically, well, this year in particular, a bit of a weak spot and the right edge for the Broncos. And we've talked about it when you play South and teams that are really strong on the left.
Yeah,
this is a chance for to South to really do a number on that edge again, I think.
Yeah, full strength. They should, you know, when you look at the sides on paper, they should put a bit of a score on them. This wouldn't have come into the multi, but I wouldn't be betting on this game. I think South will do it easy. I think the spread's 17.5 or something like that.
Yeah, it's about right.
I think that's about right. I think they should do it by at least 3 or 4. So, I wouldn't be touching Brisbane. I know the 550 is always appealing for the degenerates out there, but South should do this pretty comfortably, I think.
Yeah, I don't think too many degenerates will be seeing that 550 appealing personally. But, I think the Rabbits do a number on them. This will come into my multi, but I'll explain that a little bit later on. And it'll be have something to do with what I talked about, the left versus right edge. Moving on to the Cowboys versus Sharks.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick this one? I've got a little point on this, but do you want to say
I've been really impressed. Like, I know you sort of touched on it, start of the season, the Peyton effect up there at the Cowboys, and they've been really fucking good lately, man. Like, even in a lot of their losses, they've been close losses. Tommy Dearden obviously goes up there now as well, so they're getting a bit more stability in and around that spine. But I just think Val is back to being properly Val Holmes now. Yep. And that was their big – obviously, a lot of what they do revolves around Jason Taumalolo and that. But when Val's playing like Valentine Holmes, which he's taken a little bit while to get back into post NFL, they're a good side, man. I was surprised to see them at $1.70 favourites. It's probably more indicative of Cronulla's struggles more so than how good the Cowboys are going. But I like them at $1.70. I think they get the job done up there as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a coin flip. They're going back and forth, these two. Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't be surprised if it was the other way around. You know,
that's what I mean. Yeah,
but
yeah,
like it's hard to, like, I'm trying to pick this game and I can't pick it, and it's crucial for both teams for potential. I think Cronulla are sitting, Cowboys are sitting at 7th or 8th, and Cronulla a couple of spots behind them. So if these two,
yeah, they're 9th, I
if
think,
these
yeah.
two teams are going to feature in the finals, this is a big game. They've got to win games like this, and these are the games where you sort of just, like I said, it's a coin flip, and you sort of don't know where it's going to go. So you give yourself a chance. So when you start looking towards the finals at the end of the year, both teams, coaches, I reckon, will be saying, you know, if we're going to feature, we need to win these games.
I think the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are. What's the word for it? If they both make the 8, or if they were to make the 8, I think the Cowboys are more of an upset, sort of ruffle the feathers type chance. I don't know what it is about Cronulla. I'm not sold on them this year. I think the Cowboys get this one done. But again, yeah, it is a coin flip. I'll be on the Cowboys.
Yep. Okay. I'm on the Sharks in this one. So that's there you go. Just, yeah,
head to head.
Yep. The next game, the gang's back for the Panthers.
Can't wait. This is where my multi comes into play.
Okay.
But I'll save it.
You want to save it as well?
But I think, yeah, I think obviously called the undefeated season because the boss knows I love an outlandish statement. Didn't quite come to fruition. In fact, they lost back-to-back games with the boys out. So you did warn me about the origin period. I didn't want to listen. But they're red-hot favourites against the Roosters, who actually have a bit of talent back as well, obviously with Teddy and that coming back into the fold. But I think out there, Penrith get the job done. I wouldn't be so bold as to pick a scoreline, but I think they put a bit of a score on them. Yeah, I'm going to go the Panthers.
Yep, this is going to feature in my multi as well. So,
interesting.
I've got, with the gang coming back, you know, that young, enthusiastic energy.
Yep.
That's where I'm going to be leading towards. I'm going to hint at it, like sort of where I'm going to be going with them. So I think the Panthers start really well, put it that way. Mm. I think they come out, I think it's going to be a close game, but I think, you know, the Panthers come out of the blocks.
Yeah.
Like I said, the full complement of players are back this week. They come out and try to send a bit of a statement early against a team that's going to be thereabouts. Like I said, that was another statement that I made at the start of the year. Roosters are clearly, despite everything that's gone on,
sitting
fifth still.
Yeah.
There's such a strong squad. Some really emotional news, obviously, for the Roosters this week. So they're going to be pumped up.
Yeah.
But I think just the young Panther Brigade are going to get off to a good start. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But
yeah.
I just think it's going to be a lot of high energy and a fair few
points,
a fair few collisions to start the game as well.
Ooh,
so
interesting.
I'm going the Panthers, mate, to get back on track against the Roosters this week. Your Gosford Warriors go up the coast to Newcastle this weekend.
Easy money. Yeah, $2.35, best bet of the weekend. No, I genuinely, Reece Walsh is obviously back in, and they move Roger to the wing, and Sean O'Sullivan comes back in. So it's a bit of a spine shake-up. But I think it was a couple of weeks ago when they played – who did Reece Walsh get that big streak and try against? Forgive me. I think they've got the balance
Cowboys.
Right. Cowboys. I think they've got the balance right with when Rogers playing on the wing and he gets that Tommy Turbo sort of rolling role, roving role, so to speak. And Sean O'Sullivan's a pretty handy half as well to come in. They lose a bit with Wade Egan being out. And Jazz is a capable 9, but he's not a creative 9.
Yep.
I think Wade Egan's a little bit slept on with his sort of creativity and ruck manipulation, that sort of sense. But, yeah, I think my boys are red hot chance up there. Again, it's very much like the Cowboys and the Sharks game. Objectively, this is probably a bit of a coin flip. But if it's a coin flip, I'm always going to
slide with the boys.
So I think the start's plus 4.5 if you want it to be really careful, because I think it will be close.
Yep.
But I think them head-to-head at $2.35 is fucking money, baby.
Well, I disagree. I'm on Isaac John's Newcastle Knights. Mm. I think KP and in particular Piercy coming back into the lineups of massive ins. The fact that Walshy's name has been sprinkled around for Origin, Sammy Walker, all those sorts of things. I said that, you know, it would have been potentially a different game stylistically for Queensland if they had KP play in that game. I don't know if he makes fucking a 50-point difference, but
We'll find out.
I think it'll be a good game for him to sort of, you know, he's missed a couple of weeks. He's got a week going in Origin. He wants to make a statement. He wants to be back in the team.
Fuck, there's some silky fullbacks out there.
So like a little Piercy KP demolition.
Ooh.
How dare
you say demolition to my boys in the same sentence?
Not necessarily on the score, but I just think they play really well, both those two guys.
Dominate the game.
Yeah, I think Knights will do it. And Yeah, they should. Yeah, they should get the job done. I'm looking forward to KP versus the Walsh snack off.
Yeah,
fullback versus Custodians.
Yeah, fuck, that's some good looking number ones, man.
Yeah, that'll be a cool little matchup to watch as the game goes on. The much improved Raiders come up and play the Dragons this week.
Much improved, you reckon?
Well, they did a number on the Broncos.
Yeah,
you still need to see more.
I need to see more. I'm actually going the Dragons in a bit of a bounce back upset. They can't play much worse than they did last week. So, and they're at $2. Again, another coin flip game. I'm going to go the Dragons in this one purely off my lack of faith in the Raiders at the moment, more so than anything else. I know Josh Hodgson was really good in that game, and he's sort of back to being Josh Hodgson again, which is a big plus for them, for the Raiders rather. But I'm going to go the Dragons. I think if both sides play at their best, I think the Dragons are a better side at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going the Dragons.
Good man.
There's rumours that Duff was linked to the Raiders, obviously with the news that he's been told, as well as our mate Mudders, that he's no longer welcome at the Dragons. Not welcome, but they're welcome to look elsewhere next year. So I think I'm banking on me mate to have a big game, and I'm also banking on his little mate at the back to have a big game against the Raiders. I think he's been linked to him with a little bit of uncertainty with Nicol Klokstad's injuries and potentially him moving to the centres. They're one of the teams that if Duff's going to have a day out, you know, he's probably got one a month or one a fortnight. Yeah. So a bit of a bounce back game. He wouldn't have been happy with the way he played against the Bulldogs. So
yeah,
I think the Dragons like bounce back at home. So moving on to the Storm versus Tigers. And I just want to say straight away, enough's enough. Players attacking the Prez's legs.
Yeah.
It's got happening back to back games it's now disgusting. For him. I know Roger's going to that grubby sport rugby union next year, but To be attacking Prez's legs like that again, it's just uncalled for. And I'm glad to see that Prez is healthy to play this week I've had enough of it.
It's not what I want to see out of the leader of my club, but like I defend Roger to the death, but that was uncalled for. And I'm glad the match review committee saw it the same, to be honest, and let the Prez get away again.
I'm surprised, again, like Liam Martin got off, I'm surprised Roger got off as well.
Shocked that he's named this weekend, Roger, yeah.
But they should be too strong for the Tigers.
Yeah, Tigers are at $9, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they should. It's Sunshine Coast, I believe, again. Yeah, no, Melbourne should put a bit of a score on them.
Yeah, that 1-2 punch with Cheese starting the game, Harry coming off the bench, and them two linking together is really nice. And like
Cheese,
I said.
You said it, sorry to interrupt you, you said it last week as well. In Harry's absence, Cheese has become a better player.
Yeah.
So obviously them coming back together, you can only imagine they're both going to just pick up where they left off. And Cheese, in that Origin period when those guys were out, he was fucking the best player in the field.
He could have been the best player in the comp, I reckon, for about 4 or 5 weeks. Most of the Origin players were either rested or out. Or Harry was out and missed a bit of footy. So, they're going to be way too good for the Tigers. The Eels versus the Dogs after an improved game. I wrote a little article on the Dogs, a blog this week.
Yeah.
There are some nice things there at the Dogs, but when Dylan Brown plays for the Eels, they're a completely different team.
I think the two
games they dropped.
He was out so long. Well, not so long, but it was about 5 weeks stint there.
Three.
3 weeks?
I think three, yeah. My mate Hutchinson.
Yeah, your mate Dewey. They Parrish should be too strong, but I liked what I saw from the Bulldogs. Still got that kind of like they carried over from the back end of last year, that tough, gritty, even in a loss, they go down swinging as best as they can.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jack Avarillo came out saying, you know, he's sick of people taking a swipe at his attack. I don't know if that was directed straight at me because I keep bagging their attack, but I'm going to say it was.
No, they're watching.
They watch. But I wanted to touch on your mate, the old the young centre who I
Is it watching. Shop? Is it Shop or Shoop? Shop or Shoop? Yeah, he's nice. He's strong, man. He's a strong carry of the ball. He gets in, he does all the shitty little stuff. Him as well?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to hear why you like him.
I've just watched a couple of their games.
I haven't paid too much attention to the Bulldogs' attack because it's just so boring.
Yeah, because he's so raw. They're a bit rudderless in the sense, like with Avarillo, they're not noted
ball
playmakers.
Yeah.
And even Wakeman, he's a guy that's sort of been in and out of first grade, so they don't really have that experience in the halves where they can get him some nice ball. But I think, you know, with the addition of Burton, and if they were able to, like I said in the blog, secure a guy like Shawnee or an experienced player next year, I think you'll see the best of him next year. But he's a player just, you know, he works his cunt out. He's tough. He does all the stuff that you love to see. So And he's got like a little bit of silky footwork. Like I said, we've only seen a little bit of it. So I'm excited to see how he progresses at the end of the year.
And with their forwards as well, I believe, and someone will tell me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure it was only the second game all year that you've had Thompson, Hetherington and Josh Jackson all play together. So they're getting a little bit more continuity in the middle as well, which is obviously their strength on paper when you look at their side.
Yep.
And saying that, I think Parramatta win.
Yep.
But I wouldn't be predicting a massive blowout like probably the line would indicate at $8. I think the Bulldogs can keep it closer than that.
And even Dylan Knapp's coming off the bench has been all right too.
Yeah, he's been all right.
Like nice and solid in the middle. Like when they – generally when they're – if they – like you said, with those middles, when they can imprint themselves on the game and physically they're up for the battle. I seen Josh Jackson talking about after the game. They got a lot of confidence after going after the Penrith pack.
Mm.
They can set the tone in the pack and they're going to have to do that. And that's a way you can beat the Eels.
Yeah.
But like you, I'm going the Eels. I think it's going to be closer than what people think.
So do I. The Eels might kick away in that sort of back 20, but yep. I think the Bulldogs can keep it close for a big period of their game.
Yeah, I agree.
I like them.
All right. The last game of the week, my Eagles versus the Titans.
Yep.
I'm really confident the Eagles they're just going to be getting better and better as the year goes on.
Yeah, you mentioned it with Isaac last week that you put them right in that under those top two sides. They're that third team now that you kind of separate, and then there's daylight between the rest of them. I probably tend to agree with you when Tommy's the best player in the world right now, and I love me some Nathan Cleary, and I still think Cleary's going to win the Dally M.
Yeah.
But Tommy right now is the best player in the world, and if they've got the best player in the world up against a struggling side, the Titans are sitting 12th. I'm going to back Manly every day of the week. $1.45 if you're looking for a little multi booster, something to end the weekend, which I'm sure you might just be.
Yep.
I think that's probably the safest bet of the weekend, to be honest.
Fuck, you've just killed me now. I want to take it out of my multi after that statement. But I'm going to keep it in there. I've got Manly to win head to head against the Titans. I think there might be a fair few points in that game as well. My other bets, like I alluded to, Alex Johnston's pretty much a certainty at $1.40 to score against that right edge, but I'm just going just inside him. Origin Gags has been nice. Rabbitohs Gags has been scoring some tries, and you get him at $2.10. I think that's a good price. If you're sort of looking at that left edge and you get the value of an extra 60 cents, I'm happy to take Gags there.
Mm.
And like I said, I think the Panthers come back and they start well. So Panthers anytime try before 11 minutes. Yeah. So them to score, and that's so that's
$1.72. Manly, Johnson, and
no Gags. I've got Gags.
Pardon me.
Manly and Panthers to score before 11 minutes, and that's boosted to $5.76.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I've legit been like 1 point off. You know, twice. So like,
yeah.
I had the bet that I got wrong last week was Penrith to beat Sharks, and they lost by field goal.
Point, yeah,
and the week before I had. Or maybe 2 weeks before that, I had the Sharks to win by a point. I took the half a point.
You took the half a point.
And they won by a field goal. Yeah,
I lost that as well.
So the Sharks have been killing me. I'm staying away from the Sharks now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like that. I believe you'll like this as well.
Yep.
I'm going with the same gamer. So I'm sticking with the Penrith Roosters game.
Yep.
I'm going all three of their Origin returnees to score a try. That's To'o, Luai, and Nathan Cleary. Anytime try scorers.
That's a nice bet.
It's a tough bet.
Yeah.
It's paying $17.
$17? Anytime.
Anytime for all three of the boys to cross. Luai is obviously the big one.
He's already scored one or two tries this year, hasn't he?
He very rarely crosses himself. I think To'o is absolute jam. I think Cleary is as well.
Yeah.
If Luai crosses, I think we could be on. So I'm going to same game multi this week. All three of the Panthers Origin returnees to score at $17.
Origin returnees, our Grateful's returned. It's going to happen.
Rookie in the Vets return,
Rookie
baby.
In the Vets. See you next week.